So it's nearly 10 years since you first walked on stage at the X Factor for that first audition in 2008. And obviously you came back in 2010 for your second audition. But when you auditioned, you were doing more of a Crooner style. You did a bit of Sinatra and Bublé. Was that your sort of first love of music, that style?
For sure, definitely. I actually was in New York recently and they had a record player in the room, which was really cool. And I was listening to all Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack records and stuff. It's super cool. But the main reason I could sing, I was singing that sort of stuff, is because my voice is very low at the time. My voice broke when I was really young, and I never could reach high notes, which is hilarious now because I sing super high. But that at the time, that was what I could sing. But it, you know, with a lot of training and different things that go on, my voice has just got higher and higher over the years, which is fun. But at the time, it was definitely a musical influence for me.
And as well as the sort of the crooner style, which other artists influenced you? Because isn't Pharrell and Timberlake, aren't they sort of like your much-loved musical heroes?
Yes, and Usher as well. I love Usher. Oh, Usher's great. 8701, Confessions. I mean, you know, I like when people used to make... The thing is, the albums aren't really like seemed as necessary these days, which is sad because obviously it's a piece of musical history. And when I was younger, you know, you listen to a whole album, you go through it sort of thing. You didn't have the opportunity on Spotify to go through all your playlists and stuff, whatever. I had a little disc player with, you know, 8701 on or whatever. I could put it used, but I put it in the PlayStation. But yeah, I mean, I tried to make an album like that you can listen through to, like a little body of work. So we'll see what happens. It's coming out in January.
And you've almost gone in a full circle, because obviously when you went to audition for The X Factor, you were a solo artist. You got bunched together with a group of lads, and now you're back doing the solo thing. And what an incredible experience you've had.
Yes.
But how exciting that you are now just Liam Payne doing your thing. Is it quite different being a solo artist to having the guys next to you?
Yeah, I mean, I performed a lot from the age of 14 to 16 by myself. I did every single type of gig possible, from all people's homes to stadiums on my own. I played the local football stadium of 34,000 by myself when I was 16. So it's something I've done for so many years. It's definitely different performing without the boys now, I say that. You know, singing a whole song again is a different thing. But, you know, I have my dance group with me, which makes it totally different. I have to learn all these different dance moves and stuff now. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I just really enjoy the stage. And, I came to realise half of it, there's nowhere else in the world you can really belong at this point other than there. That, you know, that's what I've known since I was 14 years old. So there's nothing else I can give to the world, really.
And I'm guessing there's also an element of it's a bit easier when you're on your own because you don't have to rely on anyone else to turn up on time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're on your own time. You're on your own genius and you're on your own, like, creativity. So, you know, you get to make what you want to make. You get to make the crucial decisions of what goes where and, you know, and I've got to work and collaborate with some amazing people. You know, obviously being in a band, there's not much room for collaboration because there's already, like, four other people on the stage. But, you know, getting to collaborate with people like Edge, Charlie Puth, Zed, a lot of different producers, Steve Mack, you know, Jay Cash. It's been amazing. I've got to work with some really, really great people. So it's been a real experience.
Your debut single, Strip That Down, that you released earlier this year, went platinum, no biggie. But you wrote that with Ed Sheeran. Uh-huh. What was it like to work with him on that track?
Well, I mean, obviously, I worked with him when I was younger. He did Little Things and another song for us when I was in One Direction. And I was so blessed in the fact that at the height of, you know, Shape of You and all the songs he was releasing at the time, he'd bothered to come and work with me. And I'm so happy that he did. I mean, I'm really happy with what we made. I think it's great. I think it turned out really well in the end. Steve Mack, obviously, is like the main man for production these days. Who's helped me out a lot. And yeah, I'm just blessed with getting to work with musical gods. On great, great tunes.
And is it true that Ed slipped his vocals in there at some point as well?
It might be true. It might not be true. Who knows? So you listen and you can see if you can hear him.
Listen out. I know that you're a superstar, right?
Oh, thank you.
But do you still get excited with things like working with Ed Sheeran and all these big names?
Hey, listen, I got to go to Usher's birthday party the other day and I was like, what is life? And it was a roller skating party and I fell over on him.
Wow.
Yeah, what a way to meet Usher, eh?
That's amazing.
He's amazing at skating.
Do you ever have those moments, though, where you just think, how ridiculous, the last 10 years of my life, the amazing things that you've been up to, do you have those moments where you kind of have to pinch yourself?
100%. 100%. I don't think I've really grown into the whole the fame deal yet, to be honest with you, even though I've been doing it for quite a while now. But, you know, I'm loving it. And it's not even to mention just that, you know, I've got a wonderful family waiting for me at home when I get back. I mean, it's literally perfect.
Now, it's very exciting because your debut album is on the way. You're keeping a lot under wraps, but you are teasing us with a brand new single, Bedroom Floor,
yes.
Co-written with Charlie Puth, amongst others. Was it just jumping out to be your next release off that album?
It was always the song that when I come back from trips that my family love. My girlfriend loves it. My favourite song off the album. So I'm really happy with it. This feels like the real proper start for me now. This one for me is like proper singing, we kept it really high in the end of key because I wanted it to be a bit George Michael, Fast Love-esque sort of thing. So, yeah, super excited.
You have mentioned that with this new single, Bedroom Floor, it's a bit of a different style, particularly vocally, and it's quite different to Strip That Down. So is the album going to be quite a mixed bag?
Yeah, I'd say it's very eclectic, but there's definitely a uniform across all the tracks. It's like loads of little mini stories that make a big series in my eyes.
I really love the intro. Is that a steel pan that I can hear?
It sounds like it, but I think it might be a drum called a hang, which is an upside down steel drum, really, I guess. It's really interesting. YouTube it. It's crazy.
It's a great track. Also, amazing. Coming out on the same day as Niall's debut album. And I've seen on Twitter that people are bombarding you saying, collaborate. Is this something that maybe further down the line, because obviously now it's all about your music and your career, but do you think further down the line there might be something on the cards like
that? I think so. I mean, I think we'll definitely get back together. I don't know about collaborating separately with other members. That'd be really cool, though, to be fair. But I think, you know, it's really important for everybody to focus on themselves right now and get, you know, establish themselves. I think that's what everyone's main game is.
Absolutely. And I love the support that you guys have for each other and the love as well.
Yeah, it's great.
McFly and Busted, remember when they formed their supergroup, McBusted? If you were going to sort of bring back One Direction and team up with another band, whether it was a boy band or a girl band, who would you like to team up with?
I'd probably say I love NSYNC.
Oh, yes.
A real guilty pleasure for NSYNC, man.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Yes, we'd be called N Direction or One Sync.
Love it. Obviously, a big year for you in terms of personal life and family. Cheryl has been through the same thing in terms of being in a band and then going solo. Has she been taking on sort of an X Factor mentor role in a way and guiding you and offering you advice on what that's like?
More than anything, she gives me tips on dance moves. It's funny. I remember a lot of that while she was pregnant. She was still trying to dance, which I thought was really hilarious. She's funny. We sing a lot around the house. We have rap battles, which I think is hilarious.
Amazing.
I'm always rapping in the kitchen while I'm cooking. To be honest with you, more than anything, she's just been an amazing support for things. I don't think I would have started off this if she hadn't given me a little bit of an extra nudge in the right direction. And, you know, I love her to pieces. She's great.
I'm really pleased that you've had such a successful year. And congratulations as well on becoming a dad. How have you adapted to life as a father?
I mean, it's been fantastic. You know, I want to be a proper dad. Like, I love changing the nappies and all those little moments and feeding him and different things. And he's just started to learn his little, like, walker. So he has this little roly walker that he goes around with. And he kind of chases me around the kitchen now, which I think is really nice. Obviously, I'm away a little bit. So, you know, it's really touching for me to get home and still see that he's got a smile on his face as soon as I turn up.
Well, congratulations on such a great year.
Thank you so much. It's very sweet.
I really hope it goes really, really well for you. And we look forward to seeing you on tour maybe next year.
Maybe not next year, but in the coming future there definitely will be a tour.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Liam. It was lovely to talk to you and
thank
have
you
a
absolute
day.
Pleasure. You too.